previously on Gilmore Girls.
You're an amazing woman.
Thank you for noticing.
So what exactly is going on between the two of you?
We're friends, that's it.
You're idiots, the both of you.
I have to get to the bus stop. Dean's meeting me there.
But I'm trying to talk to you about this.
You sneaking around behind my back buying somebody else's strawberries?
I needed the strawberries! I get jealous sometimes. I mean, you seem to have this really great life going, and I don't really fit in there.
Lane, I'm so sorry. I've been the worst friend lately.
A zucchini tush.
Just a temporary name.
You want me to serve my customers a genetically engineered vegetable that's named after a butt?
So, once you get settled with Dean, do you think you could ask him about Todd?
Oh, absolutely.
When did you become the relationship expert? You haven't been in a relationship in years.
Wow. I'm not even going to charge you for these. I would rather starve myself than know that my food was paid for by the lowered expectations of the American public.
Jackson?
What?
Would you like to go to dinner sometime? With me?
Okay.
Mom! You went UCD crazy.
They just had an amazing selection today.
The best of Blondie, Kraftwerk, Young Marble Giants, Yoko Ono, really?
A very misunderstood artist, and the Beatles would have broken up anyway.
Have you shared this theory with anyone?
I know it. Yoko knows it. Sean knows it. Julian's still in denial, but what can you do?
Okay, I must listen to anyone named Claudine Longer. Ray?
Yes, Lane? I have a favor to ask you.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know Dean?
My boyfriend?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, remember I was telling you about his friend, Todd?
Todd.
Yes. Have you met him?
No.
Well, he's cool.
Good.
Really cool.
Good again.
Really, really cool.
Good still holds.
So cool, in fact, that it brings me to the next question.
Hey! I'm studying in there?
I know.
Yeah. I have like 6,000 pages of case studies to memorize and this whole big test on the Walmart phenomenon coming up on Friday. And because I have a life and a job and business school is not the only thing I have to concentrate on, I'm behind and I'll probably fail. And then that little 18-year-old annoying gnat who sits behind me will get another A and make that, "I'm smart, you're dumb" face to me for the rest of the week, and I'll be very upset and will possibly cry.
The music's too loud.
Yes.
Got it.
Thank you.
So anyhow, I was wondering if you could talk to Dean about maybe talking to Todd about me.
I guess.
And then maybe you could ask Dean to ask him out. For me.
Good. Because I don't think Dean would want to go out with Todd. Might screw up their friendship.
And then I was thinking that this date could maybe happen this weekend.
Huh.
Sunday, preferably.
Well,
after church.
Lane.
But don't mention church.
Okay, hold on a second.
Unless he's into church.
Hey, now it's too quiet.
I'll turn it up.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, what do you think?
Who the hell is that, anyway?
Claudine Longer.
The chick who shot the skier?
Sure, why not?
Wow. Renaissance woman.
You want me to set you up with Todd? Yes. And I was thinking that you and Dee could come out with us so that it's not that big of a deal.
Oh.
You don't want to do it.
No, I...
But that's okay, I understand. No big deal. Hey, Granddaddy, new album Used. I love a bargain.
I just really don't know this Todd guy.
But I do.
You've met him twice.
But the third time's a charm.
How do you know this guy's right for you?
I know. I'm telling you, we're talking soulmate here.
The last time you met your soulmate, you ran your fingers through his hair and ended up hiding at my house for the evening.
Well, I still have my key.
Lane.
Look, I made a mistake with Rich Blumenfeld. Everyone's allowed one mistake. But Todd is different.
He is.
First of all, his name is Todd. Different name, different guy.
Okay, so... how important is this whole business school thing, anyway? I mean, so what if I never run my own inn? I like my job, I like my house, I like my life. And I certainly don't want to be one of those people who's never satisfied with what they have, you know? I mean, some people don't have legs or arms. I have legs and arms. What more could I possibly want than legs and arms? I mean, I could take all the classes in the world. That's still not going to give me what I already have.
Legs and arms.
Yes. Am I sounding completely crazy?
Yes, you are.
Walmart is boring.
Study.
Ma!
So? Rory.
Okay.
Really?
Yes, Yoko.
So! What you doing?
I apologize for any inconvenience I might be causing your future employment, but your current one is experiencing a problem.
And once again, I say yes, Michelle.
Are you sure you wouldn't like me to wait?
No, Michelle.
Because learning the eating patterns of the average Taco Bell consumer is a vital lesson that...
Michelle, what do you want?
We're overbooked.
How are we overbooked?
Well, there are more people here than there are rooms to put them in.
I don't understand this.
Well, I cannot describe it any simpler than I already have.
Where did the Ruckers come from?
Well, judging from their clothing, a town where high rubber fishing boots and spittoons would be considered formal wear.
Okay. Put them in the Jefferson Suite tonight, move them back to their previously booked room tomorrow, and offer them dinner on the house for the inconvenience.
Very well.
I'm going to get some more coffee if you need me.
I'll try and manage while you're gone, though God knows it won't be easy.
Coffee?
Yes.
Great.
Necesito dos hojas grandes.
Oh, meringue.
Yeah, I thought I'd do a variation on a baked Alaska for dessert tonight.
What kind of variation?
See, I hadn't thought of that yet.
Maybe you could do them in the actual shape of Alaska.
Interesting.
Or you could do little baked Alaskas and Hawaiis.
Because they do in the Union last.
Exactly.
Oh.
Jackson.
Suki, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
I brought you,
Yeah, well, yeah, great. Just put them down there.
Right. Oh, yes. How's that?
That's great. That's just perfect. I really like them there.
Yeah, they do look good there, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Okay, well, I should...
Squash!
What?
I need some.
Squash.
A patty pan.
Okay, tomorrow.
Same time?
If that's good for you.
It is. It's perfect.
Okay, then I'll see you tomorrow with the patty pan.
Great.
Yes.
Okay, so? Who walked in on who naked?
Oh, God, this is horrible. He comes in and... horrible.
Well, what's going on between you two?
I asked him if he'd like to have dinner sometime.
I know, weeks ago.
And he said yes.
Which is good.
But since there was no definite plan or date attached, now the invitation is just out there floating in the universe.
Oh, make a definite plan.
I can't.
Why?
Because what if he says no?
He already said yes.
Yes to the amorphous... theoretical, let's maybe sometime go out and do something not too specific proposition, but dinner and a movie, it's concrete, it's real. He might say no.
I doubt he will.
Well, why hasn't he asked me?
I don't know. Maybe he thinks you've changed your mind since you asked.
Well, why would he think that?
Because you haven't mentioned it again.
But I mentioned it once. It's his turn.
All right. Let's say it is his turn. You can spend a lot of time sitting around waiting for him to realize it's his turn, or you can just run with the wolves and make it your turn again.
I don't want it to be my turn again.
You just want to let this opportunity pass?
I want to be the girl.
You are the girl. That's why we're having this very confusing conversation.
You think I should ask him out?
On Sunday.
Why Sunday?
Because it's your day off.
Okay.
Now,
What?
I think you should do it now before you lose your nerve.
Well, he's not back to his office yet.
Does he have a cell phone?
Yes.
You know, people buy cell phones for exactly this reason. So you can get a hold of them anytime you want.
I thought people bought cell phones in case their cars broke down at night and they need to call someone for help and there's psycho killers.
Mm-hmm. Call him.
Call him.
Call him, Suki.
Call him.
She knows his number by heart.
He is my produce guy.
Very convenient excuse.
Oh, Jessa? It's Suki. I was wondering if you could call me back when you get a chance. Sooner rather than later. That's not an emergency, so don't freak out or anything. The carrots still look good. It seems like someone's ashamed to eat them. Sort of like you just put them in a vase or...
Hang on.
Call me. Bye. Got his voicemail.
Okay, good. It gives you time to prepare what you're going to say. Maybe have a few suggestions ready of places to go.
Okay, date prep time.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm good at that. I'm good at prep.
Suki?
Hmm.
Spoon.
Right.
Is there anything in there about me?
I don't know. Your name wouldn't be Lithium, would it?
Aren't you supposed to be in school?
We had a half day today, teacher conferences, so I thought I'd come by and surprise you.
Well, you know how much I hate surprises.
Yes, I'm very sorry.
That's for surprising me.
I have learned my lesson. I have to talk to you about something.
Okay, I have to talk to you about something too. Come here.
Okay, stop.
Sorry.
No, stay.
Why?
Because I really need to talk to you about something.
All right.
It's about Todd.
What about him?
What do you think of him?
He's my friend.
I know.
So that would signify a positive impression.
Right. Okay, good.
Yes. Can I kiss you now?
I'm not done yet.
Fine, go ahead.
Well, you know Lane.
Yeah, I do.
She likes Todd.
Okay.
And I think that they would really hit it off.
You don't even know Todd.
No, but you do. And you like him. You said so.
I did.
Okay, then. There you go.
I would really like to kiss you now.
Yes, so would I.
Okay, good. We agree.
I think we should set them up.
Todd and Lane.
Yeah. We could all go out together. Like to a movie or something. On Sunday.
Right.
It would be really casual. No big deal.
I just...
What?
I mean, I'm just not sure that I see them together.
You don't think Todd would like Lane?
I'm not sure.
Lane is great.
Yeah, I know.
She's my best friend.
Yeah, I know that.
Todd should be so lucky to get a girl like her.
I didn't mean...
I mean, I can't believe that you don't think that she's good enough or,
I didn't say anything about her not being pretty enough. But let me finish. I just don't know if he'll like her because I don't know what kind of girl he does like.
Well...
But if you want to do this, then I'll talk to him.
You will?
Yeah.
And you'll mention Sunday?
I'll mention Sunday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, was that it?
Yeah, that was it.
And can we...
Kissing. Right. Let's go.
Give up.
That's the spirit.
I can't remember any of this crap.
Well, not everyone is cut out to be their own boss. Maybe you are more of a worker bee, a follower, a ticket ripper, or the man at the concert with the orange glow stick directing you where to park.
You're baiting me, aren't you?
No. I seriously have no faith in your attitude.
He called! He called! And? Well, I did what you said. I had it all worked out, and I asked him if he'd like to go to dinner at Chez Fleur on Sunday.
Chez Fleur, very nice.
Oh, thank you. And he said he'd love to.
Ah, great.
He said he would love to, but his cousin's in town, and he's staying with him for the week.
Oh, well, then just make it next week.
Yes. See, that would have been a good option had I thought of it when I was on the phone, but instead, I came up with another option.
Which is?
That we double date with his cousin Rune and you.
What?
Yes, okay, not as good as your option, I agree, but it seemed pretty good at the time. Though I wasn't standing here watching you make that face.
Suki, no, I hate blind dates.
I know, but this isn't a blind date. This is you keeping his cousin company while I have a date with Jackson.
Oh, God.
Louis, like, please, I'll be your best friend.
You are my best friend.
And you're mine.
I know I am.
So what are best friends for?
Okay.
Yes?
Yes, I'll go.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You will not regret this.
Pick another phrase.
You will not have to pay.
Much better. Oh, shut up. Rory?
What?
Diva Glam.
I've got it.
Bring it up.
So hold still. Not too much?
No, just enough to say, hey, sailor.
My stomach doesn't feel so great. I think I've got the flu.
I think you're nervous.
Here.
Thank you.
I need the sparkly hair clips.
Okay, I'll find them in a minute.
You look pretty. I do? Oh, thank you. I should cancel.
Okay, let's do your lips first.
What if I'm making an idiot out of myself?
By going out on a date?
With my produce guy.
You like him.
But what if tonight is a disaster and then he won't sell to me anymore?
Oh my God, you're right.
Yes, see?
And since all the produce in the entire world is in his possession, and all the produce that will be grown in the future will be in his possession, then we will never again be able to get any produce and all of our vegetarian clients will die.
I'm scared.
I know.
I like him.
He likes you.
I know he's not being polite.
Suki.
No, I mean it. It's like I cornered him. He felt trapped. He had to say yes.
He did not have to say yes.
Oh, my God. Technically, I'm his employer.
Suki.
I am. I buy his wares. His livelihood depends on me.
Suki.
I'm a sexual harasser.
Well, then you need some false eyelashes.
This isn't funny. I am now desperate, lonely, and a criminal.
Okay, stop talking.
But if I keep...
You know, you have exhausted all your talking rights by being crazy. Sit down and listen. Tonight is a good thing. Whether you find out that you're madly in love or you're not meant for each other, it's still a good thing. And I'll be right there. And have I done a gorgeous job on your face or what? Oh, I'll be right back.
You're sure you don't mind?
What's mine is yours. I owe you forever. Good to know.
Which one do you think Todd would like better?
I don't know, Todd.
I think the rhinestones.
Rhinestones it is. So what'd you tell your mom?
I told her that I was going to spend the evening here with you guys.
What if she calls?
Well, I mentioned that we might go rent some videos or go out to eat, which could explain any absence during her call.
Very thorough.
With my mom, you can leave nothing to chance, especially when there is a non-Korean involved who, as far as I know, has no medical aspirations.
Hey.
Sparkly clips.
Thank you.
Ooh, I like the rhinestones.
And for a touch of glamour.
So, what are you going to tell Lorelai?
I don't know.
She wouldn't tell my mom, would she?
I don't know if she'd feel good about lying to another mother. It's like this weird code thing with her.
So we don't tell her?
Not liking that option either.
No. We'll tell her that we're meeting Dean for a movie, and then we go to the movie, and then somebody who just happens to be a friend of Dean's just happens to be there for the same movie. And so we figure that it would be completely rude for us to not ask said person to come sit with us.
I say to hell with Governor. You run directly for president.
Not that bad.
Let's just not think about it, okay?
I really appreciate this.
I know.
How do I look?
You look too good for him. Just what I was going for. We're going.
Oh, where?
We're going to a movie with Dean.
Nothing dirty, violent, or French, please.
Are you going to be home late?
Well, there's a bit of doubt as to whether or not we'll ever actually get out of the house at all tonight. Suki, please!
Okay. I'm here. I'm down.
Wow. Hey, where's your coat?
It's upstairs.
Aren't you going to need it?
It got caught around the thing, and then when I twisted around to get loose, then the choking started.
Nope.
I'm free now.
Okay. I'll get you something to wear.
I would appreciate that.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, kittens.
Bye,
girl.
Bye.
Huh? Oh, this is beautiful.
It goes with the theme of the evening.
It's a really nice thing you're doing for me.
Anytime, Suki.
Last looks.
I'll get it. Hi.
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 Lorelai, sorry we're late.
Oh, no problem. Just adds a little more primping time for the ladies.
Hi, Jackson.
Suki. Hi.
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 Okay, do you guys want to come in for a minute?
Oh, sure.
Lorelai, this is my cousin Rune. Rune, this is Lorelai.
Hi, it's very nice to meet you.
Can I talk to you a minute? What's the matter?
I need a minute alone. Please.
Excuse us. What are you doing?
That's Lorelai?
Yes.
Did you see how tall she is?
No, I haven't noticed, actually.
How could you not notice? She's like a basketball player.
Rune, she's a very nice lady.
No, I cannot go out with anyone that tall. I mean, God, I can't believe you set me up with that. What, was the bearded lady busy tonight or something?
It's just one night, a little dinner.
When she came to the door, it never crossed my mind that that was who I had to spend the evening with. I thought it was her East German maid or something.
You're being ridiculous. She's not that tall.
She's tall enough.
Would you keep it down? She's gonna hear you.
With those big ears, I bet she can.
Hey, Rune, you come into town completely unannounced. You eat all my food, you crash on my couch, and I don't say a thing. The least you could do is go out for one night. Make some conversation. Be pleasant. Who knows? Maybe you'll even enjoy it.
Well, why can't we go out, just the two of us?
Rune, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. I think we should be going.
Yes, that sounds good.
What size shoe do you wear?
Size 9.
9? Wow.
I wonder if the muscles are fresh.
Well, it does say fresh muscles on the menu.
Yes, but a lot of times they say fresh, and they're not. They're frozen, but they're just called fresh because they were fresh when they were frozen. Plus, if they're not properly stored with the correct drainage, they just sit around their own excretion. They're just kind of like sitting around in your own tukey.
Yeah. I beg of you, do not order the fresh muscles.
But if they're fresh...
Even if they're fresh...
I wonder where they get their carrots from. The carrot crop this year has been really mealy.
So, Rune.
Yes.
What is that Rune?
What do you mean?
I mean, where did Rune come from?
I'm from out of town. I thought Jackson told you.
He did tell me. I meant the name Rune. You just don't meet a lot of runes. Right?
It's my dad's name.
Oh, where'd he get it?
I don't know, from his parents, I guess.
Okay, done with that topic. Oh, the waiter, thank the Lord.
What can I get you this evening?
I'd like to ask about the mussels. Are they fresh?
Yes, they are.
And where exactly are your carrots from?
Well...
Is there anything on this menu that isn't French?
I'll just have a martini and keep them coming. Thanks.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
They're fine.
I am not looking at them. I'm looking at the world around me.
The world is fine, too.
I just want to make sure they're having fun.
They're having fun.
How do you know?
They aren't in prison or in some sort of medieval torture chamber.
When you measure it that way. And the amazing thing is, all these girls are screaming and none of them are getting the joke. He's playing the character of a rock star. I mean, Beck is a genius, and all these stupid girls are screaming at him just because they're buying into the rock star image. I love Beck. I understand Beck. And the Foo Fighters. God. I mean, have you heard the acoustic version of Everlong? I can't even talk about it, you know? Hey, you know who I've really gotten into lately? The Velvet Underground. Oh, Nico. She is amazing. Depressing German scary chick. I have a CD if you want to borrow it sometime. What kind of music do you like?
I don't know. Whatever.
Fugazi?
What?
The band on your shirt.
Oh. Huh. Cool picture.
You don't know what's on your shirt?
Oh, it's my sister's.
Oh. What about books? Do you like books? Magazines? What about school? What are you majoring in?
I was thinking about gym.
Gym?
If I major in gym, I only have to take 4 classes my senior year.
Oh, cool. Jim?
We work on our bikes together. He's got the good tools.
Come on in. Have your tickets ready.
That was so funny. Oh, God. You remember?
I remember.
What was Murray, 8?
I believe she was.
Oh, God, that mud pie fiasco haunted me for a year. I mean, hers looked just like mine. Of course, I use, you know, homemade chocolate cookies, bittersweet ganache, and she used, well, mud, you know, but they did look damn similar.
Suki has been experimenting with different forms of baking for as long as I've known her.
Oh, well, that's very interesting.
Yeah. Hey, Lorelai, remember when I decided to teach you how to make strawberry tarts? And the entire kitchen was stained red, and I had to repaint that one wall red to make it look normal? You remember?
It was. Suki, let's go powder our noses.
I need a lot of powder.
We'll be right back. Come on, hon.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No matter how many beers you buy me tonight, I'm not the one going home with you, so I would concentrate on the one who might.
What?
You haven't said a word to Jackson all night.
I haven't, have I?
No.
I know, I'm just... I'm so nervous.
You're nervous? You don't have some guy staring at you like he's Cher and you're the kid from Mask.
I can't think of anything to say.
To Jackson?
Yes, to Jackson.
Yes, because to me tonight there's been no off button.
I just this place is too fancy. My hair is too tight. This dress is all wrong. And he looks really good, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
I'm being crazy. I know I'm being crazy.
No, you're just putting too much pressure on this whole evening. Look, in 5 seconds, I can take your hair down. We go someplace more casual. And personally, I think you're wrong about the dress.
Really?
Yes. Come on, let's go to Luke's. You know, have burgers, talk, relax. No pressure. No stress. Unless I wind up stepping on Rune, which might be fun.
That would be great.
Okay. Come on.
Okay, what about movies? You must have a favorite movie.
Yes, I do.
Great, what is it?
Beethoven.
Beethoven. The one with the dog?
There's a scene where this little dog is running around with a huge cat in his mouth. Oh, man, it's classic. I shot my Dr. Pepper right out of my nose. I swear.
Ew.
Welcome to Luke's.
Well, this is much better.
It is, isn't it?
Grab a seat. I'll get some menus.
Hey.
Hey. 4 menus, 1 coffee, and an anvil, please.
What's the anvil for?
For Rune.
What's a Rune?
Please, not that question again.
Okay. Here you go.
Mind if I hang out here a sec?
Why, what's going on over there?
Suki and Jackson are on their first date.
Seems to be going well.
I think I'd wear blue to the wedding.
Who's the other guy?
That's Jackson's cousin. He's my date.
Lucky girl.
Yes, I think so. He is, believe it or not, even less thrilled with the matchup than I am.
You're kidding, why?
I'm too tall.
Get out.
I'm serious.
Doesn't he understand how great that is? You can get all the stuff from the top shelf.
Exactly. That is exactly what I bring to a relationship. Explain that to him, will you? Luke, that is an exceptionally good batch of coffee.
Yeah?
Hello?
I added a little nutmeg.
Really?
Yes.
That's very Richard Simmons of you.
Well, what can I say? Chicks dig a man with a feminine side.
Oh.
Okay, I'm really bored.
Sit down, we're about ready to order.
I don't want to order. I don't want to eat here. I want to go.
Rune?
Jackson! Look, I came out with you tonight under the impression that I'd have fun. First, I get stuck with her. Then I get dragged to a French restaurant. Then I get dragged out of a French restaurant. God knows where I am now.
Oh, you're at Luke's.
I've been very patient, Jackson. Sunday night's almost over. I want football.
Well, I...
And I'd like you to go bowling with me.
Oh, well, I guess we should...
Don't go.
Really?
Yes. Stay here. We haven't really even started our date yet.
No. We haven't. Sorry, Rune. You're on your own tonight.
Fine. I'll just see you at home then. Maybe.
Bye, Loon.
Finally.
Guess you'll only need 3 menus now.
Hey, why don't you make up 3 fabulous cheeseburgers and send 2 over there. I'll have mine here.
First I gotta watch a man walk out on you, then I have to watch you eat alone. Nope, too pathetic.
I'm not eating alone. You're here.
I'm working.
Yeah, but after 3 cheeseburgers, you're done, unless you're expecting Elijah to stop by.
Okay, fine. No. 5-card draw.
Oh, you're on. Give me 4.
So, here we are.
No, 4 more.
You can't have 4 more. Those are the 4 I dealt you.
Well, these don't help me, and I have vowed to discard anything negative in my life. First Rune, and now these 4 cards.
Whatever you say.
Ooh, much better, thank you.
Rune knew when to run away.
Ha.
God, that's nice.
Yeah.
The whole first date, beginning of the relationship, glow. Everything's new and exciting.
Every joke is hilarious.
Every little touch is incredible. God, that's a good feeling.
It is at that.
I miss that.
You'll have it again.
I guess.
You know, maybe sometime we could...
Where are the girls?
What?
Lane said she's with you and Rory.
Well, slow down.
I call, no answer. I think they're at video store. I call again, no answer. I call 3rd time, no answer.
You had a lot of time on your hands tonight.
I have to know what girls are.
They said they were going to a movie.
With who?
They were going to meet Dean.
A boy? You let them go with a boy?
Mrs. Kim, Dean is Rory's boyfriend.
Just because you let your daughter run around with boys doesn't mean I let mine.
I thought you knew.
I didn't know. They could be anywhere. They could be doing anything. Smoking or drinking or buying drugs.
They're at the movies. There's no drugs there. They don't even have the real red vines.
I need to find them.
I'm coming with.
Flick, it's flick.
Yeah, not bad.
Lane, what did you think? I think it's really late and I should be getting home.
Really?
Yeah, but it's been fun.
No, come on. Let's go get some ice cream or something. Eat it really fast, get that freezy brain thing going. It's cool.
So tempting, and yet...
Lane Kim!
My mom.
2 moms. That's gotta be bad.
Mama, I was just about to...
Kishiro, catch up!
Mom, I can...
So not the time, Rory.
You lied to me.
I'm sorry.
Get home! Right now!
Whoa. We're a family.
What's going on?
Oh, bits of information were left out of the mom packets tonight.
I'm sorry.
Okay, mother and daughter number 2 are leaving now. Say bye, Rory.
Bye.
I'll call you later.
Dad.
I'll call you tomorrow.
Yeah. Bye, Dean.
That's Rory's mom? She's a babe, man.
And what were you thinking?
I know.
You lied to me. Me. What is that nonsense all about?
I shouldn't have done it. I know I shouldn't have done it.
Damn right you shouldn't have done it.
But Lane really wanted to go out with Todd, and of course she couldn't tell her mother, so I didn't tell you so you wouldn't have to lie for us.
You lied to me so I wouldn't have to lie to Mrs. Kim?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you really are my daughter.
I'm so sorry.
I have to know where you are at all times, especially when you have my shoes on.
I know.
This whole trust thing only works if it goes both ways, kid.
I hated doing it.
Good.
Would you have?
What?
Lied for us?
To Mrs. Kim?
Yeah.
No.
Why?
Because that lady's scary.
Mom.
I can't lie to another mother. That's breaking the code.
So then what were we supposed to do tonight?
Look, I know Mrs. Kim and Robert Duvall and the great Santini share a striking resemblance, but she is Lane's mom. She has the right to tell Lane she can't do something. You have to respect that, and I really have to respect that.
So we were in a no-win situation tonight?
Yep.
Great.
Sorry. Hey, you know the one good thing we all learned from this?
What?
That I'm a babe.
What's up, Rapunzel? Don't take this the wrong way, but all my various fantasies about who might appear at this window, you never actually made the list.
So how are you? I haven't heard from you in days.
I'm okay, I guess.
I was afraid to call.
I think that's best for now.
Your mom's really mad, huh?
The words convent and Siberia were both used several times and at least once as a combo.
I'm really sorry, Lane.
It's not your fault.
I shouldn't have arranged it. I should have...
You arranged it because I asked you to, and I'm really glad you did.
You are?
If you hadn't set me up with Todd, then I would still be in love with him.
Not the guy for you, huh?
Not the guy for anybody who can read, write, talk, or function on a basic human level.
I'm sorry.
I was so bored that night I couldn't see straight. I've been on Korean meditation weekends that have had more laughs.
He liked you, though. Dean told me.
I know. He called here.
You're kidding.
I pretended to be my mother and wouldn't allow me to speak to him. What's that mean?
I think he'll survive. He and Dean went muffler shopping today.
That's nice.
So how long before you can get out?
I don't know. Right now, I have to be in the house at all times except for school and church.
She didn't give you any time frame at all?
Nope.
I miss you.
I miss you, too.
Is there anything I can do?
Yeah. Don't tell anyone I went out with Todd, okay?
I promise.
I gotta go.
Bye.
You break, you buy.
But it was sticking out in the aisle.
You break, you buy.
But I didn't put it in the aisle.
You have eyes, yes?
Yes, I have eyes.
These eyes work?
Yes, these eyes work.
They can make out shapes, sizes, colors?
Yes, they can do all that, but...
Eyes work. They see lamp in aisle. They send message to brain. Lamp in aisle, move. You move, you don't break lamp. You ignore eyes, not my problem. That's between you and them. You break, you buy. We appreciate your business. Oh, hello.
Hi. So, I was wondering if I could maybe talk to you for a minute.
I'm working.
Right. Well, this is going to be so quick. You'll be amazed.
Fine. Come.
Look, I'm really sorry about what happened the other night. Roy has never lied to me like that before.
That you know of.
No, I'm pretty sure that was the first time, and it definitely was the last.
Fine.
So I just didn't want you to feel like you couldn't send Lane over to our house anymore. Because you can. Believe me. Those girls go nowhere without me knowing about it. In fact, I was thinking of having some house arrest ankle bracelets made. You know? Maybe, cute ones with a leopard print or zebra stripes, maybe a little glitter design.
Lane won't be coming over. She must stay in our house.
Well, right, I was talking about later. I mean, she's not going to be grounded forever, is she?
Lane lied to me, and she must be punished.
I totally agree. But Lane is a really good kid. I don't think I've ever met a kid who respects her parents more than Lane respects you.
Lying is not showing respect.
She's 16. She had a crush on a boy.
Lane is not allowed to date boys unless we have approved them. She knows that. She knows our rules. She broke them. That is unacceptable.
Okay, yes, you're right.
But teenagers sometimes slip up.
I don't care what teenagers do. I care what Lane does.
You know, it doesn't always work to just lock a kid up and throw away the key.
I didn't throw away the key. It's in the kitchen.
Okay, well, I was talking symbolically, but all right. I'm with you now. Look, when I was a teenager, my parents tried to keep me locked up. They tried to force me to become what they had in mind. And now I'm not talking exactly about Lane here, but in my case, it really didn't work.
You blame your parents for getting pregnant?
No, I just think sometimes if I'd had a little more space or someone to listen to me, things might have turned out different. Now I got lucky. Because having Rory, totally the best thing that could have happened. But let's be honest. I certainly don't want Rory to turn out like me.
I don't want Lane to turn out like you either.
I believe that's the first thing you and I have ever agreed on.
I just want Lane to be safe.
I just want Rory to be safe. So I'm going to go now. Hey, I think you are doing a great job with Lane. She's a really great kid. I wanted to put my 2 cents in because that's what I do, so. Bye. I know you break you by. I heard earlier. That's 35, right?
An A minus. I'm very impressed.
An annoying boy in back of me?
Yes.
B plus.
Loser.
I know. It's all very exciting. Ooh, hey, did I tell you that Suki and Jackson have another date tonight?
What is that? The third one this week?
Yeah.
That is so great.
I know it is. Of course, if she tells me the story of how Jackson cultivates his own mealworms to help fertilize his plants one more time, I'm going to Romeo and Juliet them both.
It's sweet.
Mealworms.
Gross, but sweet.
Hey, you know the rules. No pages before French fries.
Oh, my God, it's Lane.
You're kidding.
Give me your cell phone, quick.
Where are you going? I want to hear.
I'm going outside.
Why?
Because Luke hates cell phones.
So?
I do not want to incur the wrath of Luke.
Why not? It's fun.
I'll be back.
Goody, goody.
Rory?
Lane?
I'm standing in the yard!
Oh my God, she let you out?
I can go as far as the sign.
That's so great!
Hey.
Hey. Haven't seen you since the other night. Everything turned out okay?
Oh, yeah, fine. The dating world of 16-year-old girls, very exciting stuff.
I bet. Oh, coffee?
Do you have to ask? You know, I had a good time the other night. The cards.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Good.
Yeah. In fact, you rushed out of here before I had a chance to,
A chance to...
kick your ass in poker.
You wish.
Burger?
2 and fries.
Maybe we could do it again sometime.
Oh, yeah, well, I would like that.
Here.
Oh, where are you going?
Lane's loud outside for 15 minutes. I'm going to go over, stand across the street, and yell at her.
Do you still want your burger?
I'll be back.
Yell high.